Yud Aleph Nissen, 7th of April, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, Hagoda Shal Pesach.
One of the difficulties with Hagoda Shal Pesach is finding the thread. There's so many bits and pieces. When you start off the Hagoda, many people find you start with a halach ma'anyor. You wonder what it's doing there in the first place. Get some sort of invitation to guests right at the beginning of the Seder. And the Zvertelach there, and then we go on to the Manishtana, and Avodim Aginu. There's so many bits and pieces, Maisib Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua, then Arianik, then Shivim Shana, Baruch HaMakim Baruch Hu, Chacham, Tom, the Arba Bonim. And we get into so many discussions, so many Verta, so many Veritalach, Yochum, Rish Chodesh, Mitchila, Oib, David, Azar. Where's the story? At that point, half your Seder is gone. Baruch Shem, I'm passing. He's singing the Isha Amda. And he's still not there. Tzeil Mad, now we're busy with Lavan Arami. A strange thing. Lavan was the bad guy, Paro is the good guy, right? Paro the Vikish, and Paro was only goes on the Schorim, Lavan was goes on all of them. Where's the cab? Where's all this going? And then starts, excuse me, the boring bit. Oh, yeah, okay, but you go shom lam, and I'm saying this book, I'm going to go back to the Nitzel, and then the Ishmael, and the Kerein, and the Innovator, and the Tribe, and the Kosovo, and the Tuya. Two Makkas, five Makkas, four Makkas, how many Makkas were there? Oh, that's a bit cheshman, a bit of math. The Tzachadash Bacha! Tama Mailas, Dayin. Is there a way of understanding a path, a line that runs through the Haggadah Shal Pesach? Nehemiah says, there's a very interesting Rambam in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Listen to the way the Rambam presents it. Mitzvahs esei shal Torah l'saper b'nissim v'nefloiz shenasu l'avisim Mitzrayim v'leil chamish osa b'nissim. On the 15th of Nissan, you have to tell about the nissim and the nefloiz that happened to our forefathers. Shenema, the pasuk he brings famously, Zocher es hayoyim hazeh sheyitzasim Mitzrayim. And he says, just as it says, Zocher es yom haShabbos l'kadshim. And when Shabbos comes in with Zocher the yom haShabbos l'kadshim, so too Zocher es yom haZeh is mechayiv, that we should relate to this day and talk about the Nisim and Nifloy Shanasa, where that's in Alach Aleph. How do we know? It's that day, Shnema Vegata Levincha, Avo Pisha Ein Loi Ben, Afilu Chachomim Gedolim Chayovim Lesape B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, even for people who know it, but they should delve into the depths, they should work it through on their level. Different people at different levels, different hasogas, and each person lefi his hasoga can be Oisik in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the Gosim and Kubalim are working out the Shemos and where each of the Makkas came from and connected which of the spheres there's Esa Spheres and Esa Makkas and Asar Esa Dibris and Asar Mamoris, and they're working out how they will correspond. Basic people, we work out just exactly what it was about, the simple kashas, what the matzah was, what the morah was, what the pesach was. But that's halacha. In halacha base, the Rambam says, Mitzvah lo idea lo bonim, vafilu lo shalim. Shenema, they got to Levincha. And then he brings the din of Lefidai Tishol Ben Ovid, Melamdo, etc. It would seem from the Rambam that there are two parts, perhaps two aspects, to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is the mitzvah of being involved, understanding, thinking about the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, contemplating the Nisim V'Niflois, discussing Nisim V'Niflois on an adult level. Then there's a mitzvah to be made al bonim. Not always are the children at the Seder. But it seems even if there are children, the adults also have to have their own adult understanding of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's worth investing time before Yom Tov so that we can get into it, so that we as adults have the excitement of the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way we would tell it if we were on our own, or if we were with Chachamim, to get the maximum that we can to get an understanding of the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, Mitzvah, once that excitement is built up by the adults, we'll be able to translate that down to the level of the children or those who aren't on the same level. But it has to come from an internal excitement that the Baal HaSeder has developed by his own Sibyutis Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam. The Vilt says over a story of the Beis Halevi. I don't know exactly where it comes from. I'm not sure I'm getting this 100% right. But basically the story was somebody came to the Beis Halevi. And he said to him, people seem to enjoy talking to you and learning more than your son, Reb Chaim. My son, Reb Chaim, was an Ilui Otzim, Gehana Goinim. Why is it that when they come to talk to you, they feel better than when they talk to your son, Reb Chaim? That's not what the to say, forget, but this is wonderful. So the Salevi said, when you come to me and ask me a question, you come with a question, and I'll think about it, and I'll give you an answer. You'll show me there's a steer of Gemaras. So I'll say, yeah, the Gemaras talking about this case or that case, and I'll find you an answer. So that's how I answer questions. My son Reb Chaim, said the Beis Halevi, won't give you an answer. Reb Chaim will talk through the question with you, and he'll relearn the Gemara with you, and you'll suddenly discover that you have no question. So when you come to me, you came in, you only had a kasha. You only had one thing, you leave with two, so you're rich. You have a kasha and a teretz. Then you come into my son Reb Chaim, you came in, you at least had a kasha. When you leave, you have nothing. No wonder people are disappointed. What I take from that story is that there's two types of answers to a question. Sometimes the question is still a question. It really doesn't quite make sense, but you know what? It's a doichik, there's a reason, there's a pshat, there's an explanation. A zaitig a teretz. And sometimes you get to the bottom of it and you realize it's not shle. It actually makes sense. Sometimes a Zaitig HaTeretz is true and it's appropriate. But when it comes to things that are your service thing, we really want answers that are meaningful, that really make sense to us to the extent that it's not shver. And so if we're learning that Hagadah Shel Pesach, what we want to get to is the level at which it really makes sense. When we go through the Pirushim, the Pashta Pirushim, the Me'amleis, the Malbim, the Mitziv, one can find answers to these questions that the Renegidim in the Maral, to work through each verse on his level, certainly if you can learn Vurus Hashem of the Maral, but so that it's not questions and answers. So your kid asks you a question, you say, that's a very good question, and then you give your answer, and the answer's a little lame. Rather, we should try and get to the stage where the questions aren't questions anymore, because they really make sense. So that's the cav that we're looking for. So the first he'orah is the he'orah of the Rambam. There's two mitzvahs, or two aspects to the mitzvah. One's own personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, the adult version, and only then the child's version. The second he'orah is from Rebbe Yisrael Elie Weintraub, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha. It's his Yahrzeit today. He was an Ish Kodesh Mo'id, and he invested a lot of keichas in the Yomim Tovim, in spreading the Torah of the Yomim Tovim, the Malachim of the Yomim Tovim, a grace Yid. His Avodah Satfila and his Avodah Satorah were legendary, and it's unusual that someone can be ovid on both with such passion, with such dvekus, with such kankus. His Gadlus and Tfila, his Gadlus and Torah. In fact, he even told his child once that they were very connected. His son came to him once, and they were talking on a Friday night, and his son slipped, and he said, "Mid the tatas kop, like, with your head, with your brain, no wonder you can be so successful." He knew Kalatira Kulam. In his later years, he was blind, and he remembered Shas, Tundaf, Tumamid, he remembered Zayah Kodesh, he remembered Kisvi Arizal, he knew it all, Mamush Balpe. He knew he was going to have problems with his eyes, and he memorized it, but he taka knew it, Kalatira Kulam, Baal Peh. The next day he wrote a letter to his son. The next day he wrote on the week, he wrote a letter to his son. And he said, "I want you to know that comment disturbed me. You said it's because of Chabad Rizik HaKop. My talents," he says, "were average, possibly even below average. But I davened and I davened and I cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until suddenly he opened before me the gates of heaven, and that's where all my siyat d'shmaya comes from, where all my understanding comes from." We hear these stories, famous stories about Doris and Rishonim, about a child who davened and was shefich nafshay, and though he wasn't talented, he was zeichet to Torah. This is someone who lived very much in our generation. He was only nifted a few years ago. So on his yahrzeit, I thought it was fitting to mention his gadlus, his dveikus and tira and tefillah, and an idea that he shared about the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. It's an amkus neira. I don't want to go through the whole shtickle that he built to build it up. It's just the second akuda about the Haggadah Shel Pesach. But it's something that the more one's mispoinen, the more one appreciates it. The Mishnah, when it tells us the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Mishnah in Kuf Tezayim, brings a man ishtana, and it says, well, if he died to shall ben aviv melamdi. The first thing is, you teach your child on his level. Chocham, Tom, Rosh Hashanah, Yadishah. Maschil b'gnus, Masayim b'shvach. The second halacha of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, the first was, teach it on his level, on your son's level. We'll get back to this later in the time. Focus on the negative and only then get to the positive. Be doresh from the pasuk of Arami Yevid Ovi, those four psukim in the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. When a person brings Bikurim, he goes through the history of Klal Yisrael. You're doresh those four psukim, droshes. You work out. A drasha means you work out, you search in the pasuk to see what it's revealing to you, and you take each word and you analyze it. And that's what Bema's medrash is. Medrash chachamim is when they're derish the pasukim, and that's what we do there. We're being derish kol ha-parsha. That is what makes that section of the Haggadah Shel Pesach seem so boring. Where's the storyline? I was once there, and my mother was telling her, the children, the story of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, Aisha Chashuva, and she built it up about a little boy called Yankele, and how he wakes up in Mitzrayim, and what he feels like, and what, how small the house is, and how early, early in the morning he sees the Mitzri coming and waking up his father and chasing him out of bed. And one day this boy is brave enough and he decides to follow his father. And he follows and he sees how the Mitzri hits them. And he sees how hard they have to work. And she described it in such color that you felt you were actually there. You won't find that in Haggadah Shel Pesach. Vayogoshom, b'msei ma'ot, and melamed, and k'mo shenema, and mitzuyonim shom. Where's the story? You said the gevaldige chiddush. There's two ways you can know something. You can know something, taka, as a story. We know a lot of stories. Bedtime stories, fairy tales, lots of stories, legends, folklore. They're all stories that we know vaguely, that are stored in the imaginative part of our mind. The more imaginative the writer or the storyteller, the better the quality of the story. It's all in the dimion, in the imagination, and it's nice. And there are things that we know from the intellect, things that we relate to, ideas that we relate to because we studied them, because we learnt them, because they have a Masorah, or more than that, because they come from Torah Kedosh. We know the Rambam writes that Torah is not just something that we believe because of Nisim and Iflois. Torah is something that we know because Einenu Ra'u V'Loi Zor. The Masorah of Torah is something that is Vada'us by Klal Yisrael. It's something that we know. And when the Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim comes out of Divrei Torah, it has a whole new quality. Now, to be able to do that is hard work. To be able to take the psukim and darshan them and learn them and then develop that into a story is the skill of each av, at each balaseda, their seder. But the nekuda is that it's Leil Pesach has a seriousness to it. It's not a stammer story. I remember I heard from Azeda, Baba Mises. No, this is Ogeland from Torah. It's not enough to have just told it over. That's the first stage. But then we have to learn it from Chumash, the Dinish Kala Parsha, and Me'aram and Yudavi. And that gives it the second part of the Seder. And gives it a certain seriousness. We know that on Leil Seder, we're told from the Maharil, from others, that every Machshava, Dibur, Maisel, Leil Seder has an effect. The Shulchan Aruch writes that there were people who would only speak on Lashon HaKodesh on Leil Seder because it's such a special night. It's the night of the creation, of the conception of Klal Yisrael. So everything is at its maximum, at its most, at its purest form, at its most precise form. Rav Shimshon would say, Rav Shimshon Pinkas, the Gevaldige Ha'ara, the fact that the rest of the year we can eat chametz, And on Pesach we can't. And in Tamei Mitzvahs, the Mefarshim says some very good reasons to why you might not want to eat chametz. Chametz represents the fact that you can things get puffy, they get all blown up. Instead of the real solid bread, flour and the water that you put in, you get a load of hot air. That's what it is. That's what changes. That's what the difference is between bread and matzah. So you don't want to eat that because that represents the gaiva. People are all puffed up. People are all full of taka, full of hot air, and they talk and they get fast. No, Pesach, we want to get back to the essence, to be the person himself, without any show, without any pride, without any gaiva. It's also an avoida of limiting taiva. Bread, the actual satisfaction of the bread can be achieved with matzah as well. It's much more geschmack when we let it rise and it changes from a matzah into a pita. But who's interested in taiva sona mahaseh? The reason why we're eating is in order to get strength. And that's our focus on Pesach also, to move away from the taiva, also called vash, move away from the taiva of ona mahaseh. Either way, around pshat in matzah, if that's true, if such a good pshat, then why don't we have this mitzvah the rest of the year as well? A yid should never eat chametz. There's a lot to say about it, about the rest of the year, we have to relate to these inyanim. But he would say it's the first week of Klal Yisrael's existence. When a baby is born, he's much more sensitive. You know, the first week, if the dummy drops, the mother runs and she washes it, and then she dips in some disinfectant so that all the germs should be dead. That's the first week. After a bit, no, falls down, you wash it. A week later, falls down, she licks it, and then 2 weeks later, it's not even there again. But the first week is still when it's sensitive, when Klal Yisrael at the peak, and that's Leil Pesach, where everything is so sensitive. And we're trying to get to this Nekuda, to be able to be Doirish Kol HaParasha, to learn it up. That's the second Ha'or. First is we have to have an adult version of the Agodash HaPesach before we give it over to the children. And the second is that the first stage of that adult version is being able to learn the Haggadah, to really understand it, to darshan those psukim, and that takes a lot of preparation, but it's well worth the investment. The third Nekudah is a very famous shtickle of Reb Chaim Brisker. And apparently at the Seder every year, he would say this over as they started, and he would ask an obvious question. As a mitzvah, so Yitzis Mitzrayim, so would ask, man, Ishtana, what's the big chiddush that you have a mitzvah, so Yitzis Mitzrayim, on Leil Pesach? We paskin that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim every night. We don't just say Vayomer in the mornings, we say Vayomer at night as well. Why? Because it has Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim said, I'll call up two mitzvahs. A mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, and a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. But then he would ask, what's the difference between Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim? And it seems the four differences that Reb Chaim would pointed out over the years between Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim happens every night. So what do you have to say to be Yitzis Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yitzis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. So, enough. Finished. You mean Zoichi, Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's just to remember it. And if it's just a question of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim, for that, one pasuk suffices, and there's no need to add anything else. When it comes to Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, Chaim and Sipur, there you need much more. There you have to go through all the details. And there there's a klal of Kol HaMarbeh LeSaper B'Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ariz HaMeshubach. One pasuk, that's not good enough. You have to be marba, and kol marba l'sapa, if you can, you spend the whole night till Alei Sashacha discussing Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's in Reb Chaim, the first, the most obvious difference between Zechira and Sipur. Zechira is just the memory of it. Sipur means getting into it and discussing it. Second difference is that in Zechira Yitzis Mitzrayim, you don't have questions and answers. You just say it. So Zechira Yitzis Mitzrayim. When it comes to Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, then there's a din of the Shailo Tshuva. If the child asks his father, and the father answers. And if there's no children there, then his wife asks him, and he answers. If there's just Chacham in there, one Chacham asks the other. And even if he's on his own, the person asks himself and answers himself. That's a second din that's only Negea to Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, but doesn't apply to Sechirim. So first of all, Kalam Abra Sab Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then the second din is that it's a Derech Shaila Tshuva, which is not necessary by Zechirim. A third Chilik Sipur Chaim. The Mishnah says, "Mascher b'gnusu m'sayim b'shvach." You have to start with the negative suffering that we went through in Mitzrayim, and you have to finish off with the climax of how great the Yetzias Mitzrayim was. We know there's two mandomrim in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. One mandomah says that refers to avodim ayinu, where we start off by describing ourselves as avodim, slaves, people who are completely meshubat to somebody else, who had no desires of their own, no rights of their own, mamash, slaves, mamash, we belonged to the Egyptians like animals belong to their owners, and we were completely enslaved. And then we say, the other mandama is, we look at the Ruchnis, and we start with, and we bring that to, Achshav Kervonu Amokim Lavoidosu. This contrast, the contrast between Gnus and Shevach is only necessary in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but isn't true when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we've got a third difference. Kolam Arba, Derech Shaila Tshuva, Mascher B'Gnus Mitzrayim B'Shvach, and the fourth, Chiluk, you're in a get a little Seder, is that when it comes to the Zechira, you just say it in a vacuum, you say it in Shul. There's no context. When it comes to Leil Pesach, you can only say the Haggadah Shal Pesach, not only, but the way to say the Haggadah Shal Pesach is Al Matzah Sumrerim, over the Matzah. Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oini Mor, Alav Dvarim Harbe, and there's a din to say Matzah Zu, Morer Zu, Pesach She'oichim Abiseinu. We relate to physical, tangible objects that are there, let's say the table, that we're going to be eating for our meal, and that they're part of the Seder of Haggadah Shal Pesach. So four differences. In Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, one pasuk is enough. In Sipur, Kalam Arba Areza Meshubach. In Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you just say it. In Sipur, Shaila Utshuva. In Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fact that we're in Mitzrayim is enough. In Sipur, you need Mascha Vignus, Messiah Meshvach. And lastly, it has to be Meshah, Shematzer, Amorer, Menachim Lefanecha. If you want to Mekayim Sipur, they have to be concrete foods that we're going to eat there on the table. Adka. You know the famous question on the Manishtana? How many questions are there in the Manishtana? One, right? It's not four. It's one. It's Manishtana, Alayna, Zemikal, Alaynas, and there's four aspects to that change. How many terutzim is Reb Chaim given to the question of what difference there is between Zechir and Sibur?
Four.
Four? Chances are it's one. There's four aspects to it. But I imagine that all these four are pointing to one fundamental difference between Zechirah and Sipur. I don't have a raya for this. I haven't seen this b'shem Reb Chaim. It's just a guess. So, I hope it's a guess, I hope it's right. But the thing what Reb Chaim may be saying is he was looking at the yesod of Zechirah and the yesod of Sipur, and he was understanding the concept, the difference between them, and these four are just symptoms of a fundamental difference between the two mitzvahs. When it comes to Zechira, the word Zechira means to remember. If you're living something, can you remember it? Do you remember the present? Well, we can only remember the past. So Zechira is something that once was, and if something that once was, I can remember it. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim a discussion of something that was or something that is? Only something that is. The whole mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to take a person through the Haggadah until he gets to the point where he says, "Wow, Chayev Adam Liris es Atzmoy Ke'ilu Hu Yotzam Mitzrayim." The focus of Haggadah, the development of Haggadah, is we're going through a process of getting to Ke'ilu Hu Yotzam Mitzrayim. Prescrov used to say this is the most difficult part of the Leil Seder. Prescrov, I'm sure, had a difficult Seder. The Shiurim and the Matzahs and the Morer, I'm sure it was quite a Seder. But the most difficult part certainly is that Avodah Shebelev, to be able to achieve even some sort of a feeling of Ki'imu Hu Yotzei Mitzrayim. And if you think about it, all these four are very, very relevant to this difference between the two. If the din is that you just have to remember what was, so say it, finished. If you want to experience it, the maschil bignus, start about that which was negative, focus on the suffering, focus on the weaknesses, on the disabilities, on the state of being in a position of being Ivdei Avodah Zarah, and Messiah b'shvach, and then go over to the positive, to how great it was when we left. That's experiential. Maschil bignus, or Messiah b'shvach. Derech shailo tshuva. Why do you need shailo tshuva? Why is there a din here suddenly that it's keneged arba bonim dibra Torah? It doesn't turn up in Echaz Tam Torah. That's a din keneged arba bonim dibra Torah. But here we're trying to get through to the ben, to daita shel ben Ovid Melamdei, to get through to the child so that it's real to him. If it's real to him, you've got through to him. It's derech shaila utshuva. You want him to ask, because when a child asks, it means he cares. When we ask, it means we care. Even if we arouse the question by ourselves, we say, one second, what is this about? We have to be involved. You don't have to be involved in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want to be personally involved if we're going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no question that in Zechira, which is just to remember something that was, a memory can be triggered with one pasuk. But if we're talking about Sippur, if we're talking about Haggadah, if we're talking about drawing that which was in the past into the present and trying to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kalamar Bareza Meshubach, and there's no shaila that eating foods that reflect the Geula, eating them this night, and talking about the matzah as we go through the Haggadah, is going to make it much more real, and tells us that this is not something that happened to our forefathers, this is something that we are re-experiencing it tonight at Leil Seder. To all the four aspects of the Reb Chaim, the Ribui, Dvorim, the Der Shailu Tshuva, Maschil Begnusim Sayim B'Shvach, and having the Macholim that we're going to eat, all make it real, and tell us that this is what the Isik of the Seder is about. Can't help wondering if that's not Nirmaz in the Haggadah itself. I don't know if this would take me too far, but it once occurred to me that this might be the question of Manishtana Alayna Azeh. Why is this night different? Every night also has the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Manishtana Alayna Azeh. And the Teretz of Avodim Ayinu seems to stress this Nekuda. This is not something that happened to our Zedas, this is something that happened to us. Because this is not something that is knowledge, it's not about understanding, it's not just about that information, it's about reliving it. So it doesn't matter how well you know it, you can still relive it. If it's the Ger to Chayv Adam Lirs Esatmi Kilu Yotza, and Abad Etzim and Chacham Munavainim, the Chalam Marbe Arezim Meshuvach, as we see from the Maisa. And then we go on, and we talk about the fact that the mitzvah is Balaila, in Kamakoma, we don't have time to touch on that, Taka very strangely. Yochel Merish Chodesh maybe relates to that as well. This is not something that you can do any time. It has to be B'Shar Shematzu Amonor and Menachem Lefonecha. So we've got the Avodim Eyinu, we've got the Maskel Begus Mesayim Deshvach, we've got the Manishtano, which is Derech Shailo Tshuva with the Harchava that the Haggadah brings, Kefi Daitu Shal Ben Ovid Melamdoi Chocham Rosh Otam Sheini Yidei Alisha. We've got the B'Shar Shematzah Morim Menachem Lefanecha. So we've got every aspect of Reb Chaim's Teretz, all Nirmas in the Haggadah as a build-up to the actual Sippur of Dirish, Kalaparsha Kula, Me'arama Yevidovi, to take that through and be zeicher to develop it to the stage where Chayav Adam Liris Satsu Mekinu Yotzu Mitzrayim, when a person reaches that and genuinely feels some shaychus to a personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the Haggadah says, the Fikach Anachnu Chayovim Levikus Mahalo, then we experience a time in the nest. And the natural expression of a Yid is to say Hallel. The Hallel, which is an integral part of the Sibiyatiz Mitzrayim, becomes an expression of our own experience of Yeshua, the Mela, the fact of Ben Shredim, the Hallel, and should be Zeche, Kasha Zachim, and the Sadar Ezek, and Nizke, the Asoisei, and as Hashem, to be Zeche, Taka, to be Oisei, and the Chod, and Pesach, and the Lani, and the Pesach, and the Lani, and the